This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The $700 billion yawn.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. That enormous bailout package was supposed to stabilize global financial markets. So far, not working. Markets all over the world are getting hammered this morning. As part of our ongoing special coverage of the financial crisis, we spoke with Charles Gabriel, Managing Director of Capital Alpha Partners. He says all that money might just be too little, too late.
It may be that this package that U.S. markets have been so focused on just doesn't seem quite enough, and particularly as the world economy seems like it's slipping into recession, and investors might be in the process of discounting such a tough recession. That's what has oil below $90 a barrel this morning as well.
$89 a barrel, to be exact. That's an eight-month low, and that is pretty much the extent of our good news this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down almost 5% this morning to 9,822. That's below 10,000 for the first time in 4 years. The Nasdaq down almost 6% to 1832. The S&P 500 down 5.5% to 1037. Overseas markets are not looking much better. London's FTSE is down 3%. China's Shanghai Composite Index fell 5.25%. Shares of Wachovia are off almost 10% this morning. Citigroup and Wells Fargo are duking it out over that bank. Early last week, Citigroup made a deal to buy Wachovia for about $1 a share. Then Wells Fargo offered $7 a share. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. Chris, break it down for us.
We all have a vested interest in this one because the original deal with Citibank left taxpayers potentially on the hook for some of Wachovia's mortgage loans. So not only is Wells paying more, but they're also taking the risk. And the reason they're able to do that is that Wells has a better balance sheet.
And from what I understand, the Fed has come in and they're literally playing King Solomon here.
Yeah, they're talking about maybe splitting the bank down the middle. But what I'm hearing this morning is that neither Citi nor Wells is going to be happy with that. And the big issue is neither one wants the peace with California. So,
hey, what's wrong with us?
It's a terrible thing, but that's where the biggest mortgage exposures are. So if they're going to take that piece, they want the rest of the country to balance it out.
Why wouldn't the Fed be jumping at the Wells Fargo offer?
I think they would be. It's in the better interest of the FDIC. The thing is that there is this binding agreement that Wachovia signed with Citibank. So they want to make sure that all of the legal I's are dotted before they back one or the other. The last thing you want is the government stepping in saying that contract's not valid because we prefer another one.
Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. Chris, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org. By The Economist, this week featuring a special election brief featuring articles on key issues in the presidential election, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
The Supreme Court hears its first cases of the term today, and it's a very business-heavy agenda, as Steve Henn reports.
Under former Chief Justice William Rehnquist, the Supreme Court's appetite for complex cases about patent law or securities fraud was, well, limited. But Ted Frank, a lawyer at the American Enterprise Institute, says lately,
the court has been more willing
to accept business cases as part of its docket.
One reason is Chief Justice John Roberts. Today, the court will weigh states' ability to crack down on allegedly fraudulent cigarette advertising and hear another case about the nitty-gritty on court jurisdiction in arbitration cases. Not exactly Brown v. Board of Ed, but Frank says,
I think there's a greater recognition of how important these cases are and how important it is to have consistent rulings across the nation on these things.
The last two terms show not only is big business more likely to get a hearing, it's also more likely to win. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Our special coverage of the financial crisis continues with our next stop on the road to ruin. Our New York Bureau Chief Amy Scott is on a cross-country road trip to get a better sense of how the financial crisis is affecting all Americans. Amy Scott, where'd you spend your weekend?
Well, I spent a lot of it in Pittsburgh. I visited the city's famous Strip District, where small businesses and vendors sell everything from Steelers t-shirts to fine cheeses. And I met Anthony Freeman, who was buying some rainbow trout at Woolley's Fish Market. Freeman is a retired social worker. He's on dialysis, which he pays for with Social Security benefits. And he told me the financial crisis has already hit Pittsburgh hard.
Everybody's losing their homes. People can't get car loans anymore. I think it hit here a long time ago.
How are the businesses along the Strip doing? Did you have the chance to talk to business owners?
I did, and that was one surprise. I talked to the owner of that fish market who said business is great. A few doors down is a fancy spice store called Penzi's Spices. Julia Locanti told me the spice business is thriving as well.
Our kind of theory is that since people are eating out less because of the price of gasoline, they're more inclined to want to cook at home. So it's actually kind of been a little bit of a boost for our business because people are more interested in learning ways to jazz up their home cooking.
So, Stacey, believe it or not, I am finding some bright spots out there.
Well, that's good to hear. We can't have it be all gloom and doom.
Exactly.
And where are you headed now?
Well, I'm in Cleveland now, and I'll be driving into Michigan later today, which economists say has been in a recession for several years. So I'll be talking to families and business owners about how they're feeling it and what their experience might teach us about what the rest of the country could be in for.
That's Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Amy Scott. Amy, have safe travels.
Thanks, Stacey.
If you'd like to see some photos of Amy's trip, go to our website, marketplace.org. You can also check out blogs from our very own Kai Rizdahl and Scott Jagow. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.